Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
I'm working with my mom today.
What? Okay.
You know, because I have this can of sparkling water. She goes, respect the table.
Respect the wood.
Your mom looks really young.
Yeah, I'm looking good.
Oh my God, Nikki,
to be your mama.
Nikki, thank you so much. I have to clean up after these two every day.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Oh, you have no idea.
They do not pay you enough.
No, not at all.
No. Mm. Zero appreciation. It should be Todd Appreciation Day.
It really, it's Women's Appreciation Day.
Wait, oh. Is it that far off?
We got Nikki Z in the house. We got Mark Houston from Bell and Sports Medicine. And you walk in the door and she starts talking to you. And it's like you guys are cousins or something.
We know a lot of the same people.
I had no idea your background is in minor league baseball, Mark.
Yeah. So I did for 96 was my first one because what it was is the connection is the Brewers Class A team back in 96 was in Beloit.
Yeah.
So I was in 96 and 97 because my hometown's down there. I did two minor league internships. And then
when they were the Beloit Snappers. Yep. Played at Pullman Field.
Yep.
Those were the days.
Yeah. In fact, it's even weird because one of our ball players down in Beloit, when I ended up buying my first home in Alloway, was a Beloit Snapper.
No way.
Yeah. And I went in there and found he had his old hat was hanging up in the rafters.
And he's from Alloway?
He lived in Alloway. I don't know where he was from.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know if he married a gal around here, but I ended up having to call him and say, hey, the hat's here. And we got it back to him. And
oh, that's nuts.
I didn't know him, you know, but it's just, yeah. I mean, there's a ton of ball players. And
the six degrees.
I think it's cool to see. Do you guys still do the cards for the kids? Yeah,
like trading cards.
Trading cards.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's like one of the coolest things. And then I have one box probably from high school days or when I younger days, and it's still sitting at my mom's. And I have cards.
Oh, you do not throw out baseball cards.
No.
And then
Mike Kincaid played with the Mets. And I'm trying to think who else we had.
Well, I think it's amazing when you read about some huge, huge names in baseball right now and over the last summer, played for like Kane County and some of these things. And it's like me and Ted used to do the games for 2 or 3 years. We televised Timber Rattler games.
Yep.
And it was a lot of fun. It was great fun. But I wish I could go. I wish I'd saved all the programs or the lineups or something.
I know.
I mean, just some of the biggest names in baseball right now came through this league.
You talked about it. Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
absolutely.
In Apple, you know, I mean.
David Ortiz.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many people that come through these small towns. And maybe they don't live here, but played at, you know, the other teams in Kane County. Kane County at the time hired, or their draft pick was like the biggest draft pick.
Dante Willis.
Trying to think what the guy's name.
Him.
Josh Booty. Because he was a number one baseball player and number one football player.
We actually did one of the Timber Rattler games that he played in. And you know who actually came up we saw sitting in the stands and we called him up into the booth was Ron Wolf.
Really?
Yes, because he was still checking him out and whatever.
Oh, I suppose. And right in his backyard.
You know what? I said off the air, I said, Ron, what do you think? He's not a baseball player.
Well, I think he only lasted
1 or 2 years.
I was going to say two or three.
Then he went back to football.
But he was
successful for LSU. Big kid.
So he was their first baseman.
Third base.
Okay.
Yeah. But you're right. He was the number one ranked high school football player in the country and their number one ranked baseball player in the country.
That's nuts.
Yeah. And I want to say he was one of those first ones to get that $1 million signing bonus.
Yeah.
And the path he had to take, he was checking the baseball side out, and it wasn't going real well.
Right.
Didn't move up, so then you went to the football side.
Yes. Because, you know, I don't know if you remember a backup quarterback for the Packers, Craig Knoll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, when he was, like, with him, and it's like, Knoll would go into a game, and everybody would boo, because they wanted the hometown guy, Josh Booty, to play.
Of course.
He said, so he actually ended up transferring. He said it was so bad with the fans.
Oh, wow.
We're such fans of Booty. Then they turned on him because he wasn't a great football
player. They're fans of the Booty.
Oh, yeah.
Poor children here. I'm
I know.
Sorry.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. 12? Oh, and me. It's me.
Bring some maturity to the show.
I'm just saying what the mayor would say.
Yeah, it's what he was thinking.
This is just what the mayor would say.
Wait, what are you talking about?
What? Booty. Pirates?
No, but it is cool. It is cool when you. Oh, you know another guy that I interviewed one time? He never made it into the majors, but I was still.
Because you talked to him.
Maybe.
But probably I remember got that John Mino pep talk.
I'll never forget this. He went 4-for-5 against the Timber Rattlers this night.
Oh.
Wayne Gretzky's son.
Yes.
Remember he played for one of the teams?
And now married to that gorgeous. No.
No, that's his sister.
That's his sister's married to.
Dustin
the hockey
Johnson.
Player.
Dustin
Johnson,
hockey.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
You all right there, Nick?
Yeah. No, but because I'm getting all of my athletes, all of my.
Yeah. But I thought that was pretty cool to interview Wayne Gretzky's son. Yeah.
Wayne Gretzky's daughter, then son-in-law, Dustin Johnson, still calls him Mr. Gretzky.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they golf together, and Mr. Gretzky.
Wow. Like, I think I would,
Dustin,
too.
Like, Dustin, you can call me Wayne.
So when he got done with, because his sister is just, have you seen her?
Mm-mm.
Oh, she's incredibly hot. Huh. And she'll go to these golf tournaments just really skimpy. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Describe their faces right now, Todd. Anybody? Anybody?
I don't think we need to. We all have it in the back of our mind.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of smiles. Hear it in their voices.
Just smiles, yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I told you about my injury, huh?
Which one?
The burn.
The John Schultz burn?
No, I didn't. You didn't tell me about this.
I got third degree burn.
Usually it's the text, Todd, of what he did injure.
And how do I treat it?
Just
prepare. Well, he needed a topical cream for this one.
Prepare yourself.
He's not impressed at all.
He's making no comment. He just did a nod of his head.
Like, yep.
Hey, Todd, I
from the curling iron. I know. Shocked.
From a steamer. I was steaming my shirt when I had it on.
While he was
now wearing. I'm rolling my eyes.
What is the...
How does Bell and Health help out
stupid
this injury?
People?
And how do we
this
help
should be
out
one of those
person?
Things, those internet things you put in. What is this? Describe what you think this is. Yeah.
Captain.
Isn't that terrible, though? It's a bad injury.
Yeah.
It knocked me out of my training regimen.
That lasted
hasn't
a
done
day.
A sit-up since,
that
guys.
Lasted a day.
No sit-ups.
You said recovery is important.
Recovery is important.
So when I walked that 9 miles,
that's when I get the texts from John after he does a, you know, it's 2 weeks and nothing, but it's that one long day with the rubber suit on, and he's walked like, you know, 20,000 steps, you know.
And he's riding his bike, and he's going to put sponges in his shorts because the seat hurts his butt so bad.
I am. Okay. Oh, my God. I am chafing like you can't believe this.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious. I got to get a new seat. It's terrible. So I'm literally going to put, I think I'm putting sponges in my biker shorts.
You know they have gel seats, John?
I know. I got to get one.
And gel shorts, too, right?
Do they have gel shorts?
Yeah.
They have it where it's built right into your little booty. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Honest to goodness.
I got
to
get me some of these.
I've got a friend who's got a bike shop.
I think I would wear them on a regular basis. Even sitting here.
I was just going to say, probably on non-performance days.
Okay.
This is a text that just came in, some of the cards that somebody has.
Ooh.
Yeah, those are nice.
Pete Rose, Hank Aaron, Willie Mays.
Huh.
And Frank Howard. Hondo Howard. I love Hondo Howard. You know, okay, so I was telling that story when I covered the spring training in 1986.
Sure.
Brewers, and they had their brand new stadium, Compadre Stadium in Chandler, Arizona. Ooh. And we're driving to the airport and listening to, and breaking news, explosion in the clubhouse at the Milwaukee Brewers training facility. Gas line exploded.
No.
Bunch of the coaches were there and got burnt.
Yikes.
So we're like,
no steamers were involved.
No steamers. And we got there. You know, we fly to Arizona, and the next day we go to the thing, and we walk into the clubhouse because they'd canceled practice and everything.
Sure.
And the coaching and guys were sitting there with like salve on them, and Hondo was there, Frank Howard.
Wow.
And one of the guys said, "Hey, no media, no."
Yeah.
Okay. And Hondo, who lived in Green Bay, goes, "Hey. Shut up. That's Johnny Mino. Johnny Mino, what are you doing here?" And he was great. Frank Howard was awesome.
He sounds a little bit like the mayor, actually.
He did. Yeah. Same size, too. 6'7", 270. Yeah. Oh, Frank Howard was great. He just passed away within the last year.
Aw.
Yeah. Great guy. Great guy. Loved him. How you doing, Mark Houston?
Good. Good.
I like your little Packer Bell and Sports Medicine
shirt. Let's get ready for the season.
Yeah. Thank God the Heights gave me some swag because nobody else is giving me anything.
He's taking pot shots here. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm, I don't know. We've given him an entire weekend for Uber night, but
got a texture. How about T-Rats giveaway idea?
Mino bike shorts. Invite the bobblehead.
Yes.
So okay, Mino is.
He should
have
invited me to throw the first pitch next week.
That's a monthly giveaway.
Yes.
They don't run out that first night.
Well, there is not enough sponsorship dollars in
just
this
not.
World.
Uh-uh.
No, I'm sorry.
But she offered to throw. Okay, here. Okay, so I need to talk to you about something. I haven't thrown a baseball 60 feet in a long time. She wants me to throw out the first pitch next weekend for Uper night.
You know what everyone says?
What?
Don't go on the mound.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
From the bottom of the mound.
Yep, go
well,
in front.
First of all, the grounds crew and the starting pitcher are going to thank you for just having respect for the game.
Oh, I got you.
So just don't do it.
Got it. Okay.
But that automatically saves you, what,
10
six
feet, probably?
Feet?
6 feet, yeah.
But
there's small kids that go real close, but.
But it's the mound. You go up on that mound, I don't think you realize
elevation.
It. The elevation.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone says, because they go back thinking, I'm throwing out the first pitch. I'm going to go on top of the mound.
Yeah.
And it's 10 feet to the right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's in the other dugout, you know, and you're just like,
hits
what happened?
It's the camera
there?
Guy right in the.
Yeah. So it's like, go in front. Nikki, talk about, yeah, that's also the groundskeeper will give you the look of, hey, he did something good, you know. Or
okay.
If you go up on top, you may get the look from the starting pitcher all the way out.
George Bush one time talked to somebody, said, were you ever nervous? He goes, yeah, the most nervous I've been is I was going to throw out the first pitch at Yankee Stadium, okay?
After 9/11.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I sit next to Derek Jeter.
Yeah, no
and
pressure.
I say, hey, Derek, got any advice? He goes, if you throw a wild pitch, you will be booed. Like you can't believe it. He goes, no, that one. He goes, oh, yes, you will.
Yeah.
And he said, all of a sudden, I got really nervous. Remember, he threw a really great pitch.
Yeah, his pitch was great.
But Derek Jeter said, I'm not kidding about this.
Yeah.
People think, oh, this one, you'll be booed.
In New York City? Of course.
So,
of course.
So I don't want that to happen.
So you're throwing the first pitch.
I might.
Okay, he should probably start with some long toss this week.
Yeah, because.
What do you think I need to do?
Long toss?
Because, I've got, okay, what injury do I have?
What is it, John? Or does Todd have to have a bleep?
Labrum.
Nope.
Labrum.
Yes. Yes.
Not something else.
No,
John.
Not the other.
Correct.
No.
That's what John thought he tore.
I got a D in biology. Swear to God. I got a D.
How did that happen?
Did you call your practitioner?
A D.
With your torn.
No, he called me.
Yes, I did.
That's right.
Mark.
I got to tell you what I think
Mark.
I got. Trying to start the log splitter at deer camp.
And I tore. For those also in Camp Mino.
Yeah.
With the, they skipped class that day.
Yeah.
I bet they are lost right now, not getting it.
We got Nikki Z and Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine in the house. Back after this.
We're born again. There's new grass on the field.
You.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. I can be center field.
Hey, welcome back. Mino, the mayor. The mayor's got the day off. Nikki Z filling in very capably. Mark Houston, Bell and Smorts Medicine.
Mark Medicine.
I still can't believe how the connections you guys have. You guys are, I worked with someone. It's one of those kind of weird things.
Hey, it is. I mean, but again, it's minor league baseball. That's what it's about. I just want to make sure that we're clear here. Do you realize you're just throwing the first pitch? You're not staying in the game, though, John.
Well, but let me ask you this.
Did you clarify that, Nikki, too?
The waiver will, in a very large font.
Would they let me
he will not require the readers.
Would they let me do some BP? Maybe.
Yeah, if you get down there like 3 hours before the game.
So when Matt Erickson was the manager.
Yeah.
We were great friends. And, you know, when they're taking practice before the game, infield practice and everything, during BP, you know, if the guy hits a ball, fly ball to left center field or something, he will hit one. He will stand between like first base and home plate.
They call those fungos.
Fungos, yes, very good. But he would hit ground balls to like the shortstop then,
correct,
or the second base, so that they get somewhere. They're not just standing around. And it's the infielder that made it up to the Brewers, who was either the shortstop or the second baseman. Well, I don't. Matt, let me hit a couple. All right. So he let me hit some. Well, he's hitting, you know, for a major league. boom, one hop, just, you know, smoke, right? Well, I'm hitting these dribblers.
dribbler.
And at first, you know, the guy would come running in, scoop it up, and make the throw. And then after all, he'd stand there like this with his arms folded.
It takes days to get there.
He refused to go after him. And that's what Matt was saying. Hey, John, I better take over. He's getting pissed.
You're wasting his time, young man.
That's why he never made it to the major leagues.
He's still waiting for Minos. Yeah. Fungo.
Just rolling out there. Yeah, that wasn't good. Hey, I got a question for you.
Okay.
I saw a story about Christian Watson. So we're actually going to talk sports medicine here right now.
Okay.
Where they went to Madison to do some real extreme studies on why he pulls his hamstrings. Interesting what they came out with. Did you see that about how one is really, really strong?
Yep.
The other only is like 30% as strong or something.
I don't think it was really that one was really strong. I think what they found out was one, his side that's injured was very weak.
Okay.
Right.
And that's a big difference. I mean, I for some reason, I want to say 6%. I don't know what it is. Madison got a big grant. They've got a beautiful facility. UW Health got a great facility down there, but they got a large grant, I believe, with the NFL and some other stuff. And they have a facility where they, again, just stuff like we do at our Titletown Clinic, using technology. It's one thing to look at someone and use your eyes and say, hey, that person's slow or fast or, you know, got a deficit. But when you really use technology and you have cameras that can show, hey, they're weak or they are stronger on the other side, and it's muscle imbalance. And it doesn't matter if it's quads, hamstrings, doesn't matter if it's your rotator cuff and it's one of your rotator cuffs. I mean, we can break that down. That's a big difference. You want to show someone of, hey, they can throw the ball, but they can't decelerate, or they can't left leg, they can't do this versus the right leg they can do. A lot of times if like you kick with your right, you're probably more dominant on your right. But if you show that you're stronger on your left, but you're supposed to be dominant on your right, that would be a big difference.
So can they cure that?
Yeah. So just
you can train through that.
Yeah, you're going to set up specific exercises. So I'm sure, you know, again, I think it was Christian Watson, and there was actually, I believe, another
Packer player. Yeah. I can't think of who the other one was.
Two guys went down, and we're not breaking any HIPAA. This is public information. And they went down there and put them through some training and tried to figure out why do we have these problems? That's what, honestly, sports is about nowadays. It's the science. It's great that they have great athletic abilities. No one's checking that stuff out when you're younger, and even in many high schools and some colleges. And then they also get to the pros, and you're paying them big bucks. You want to pay them to stay on the field. That's why we do these things.
Well, I got to think baseball, especially when you put the money these kids are getting now in bonuses, we've got that much invested.
Absolutely.
And it's already been paid out.
Right.
Versus, you know, people don't realize that. That's where the real money comes from. It's not the, you know, because they could get cut any time in the paychecks. But when you invest, I'm sure trainer-wise, the Brewers are keeping a real close eye on your prospects, right?
Well, and you can probably talk to this point a little bit more, too. But back in the day, it was simple. It was, you know, throw ice on after you throw, you know, come get some treatment, a little bit, maybe stretch. But now everything that goes into pro athletes, from nutrition to stretching to sports psychology to, I mean, it's
sleep.
Yes.
Yeah, sleep's the new big one. You know,
how much they're even talking about sleep being a factor in losing weight.
Yes, 100%. Just the metabolism.
Now I know I can't lose weight.
That's it.
But it's a, you know, like back. So I'll go back. This is 30 years ago. You know, you had to fill out copies, I believe, and fax them in to the organization.
You're just talking about minor league baseball. It's all fax.
Yeah, when you fax things in, and Luis Salazar was our manager, and you'd have to, you know, you'd do a report of this is what all the guys did, and especially when you got your new draft picks in, you know, later in the summer. And if they moved up, and then it was manager gets a copy, and then these things get faxed in. Now it's all computerized, and you can, and they can track them.
Also with the meds, right?
Oh, it's technology with computers and.
But don't they, like, if the Packers, if a player has an injury and he's in like lots of pain, I mean, I'm not going to mention any names, nothing like that. But I remember when they would have like a jar.
Oh.
Of pain pills, Percocets, and things, and guys would just like grab, or if somebody else was hurt, and he was getting bigger, hey, could I have your?
Oh, sure.
I think they was the big thing back then was it was probably the quantity.
Yeah.
So, and that's where there was some abuse, because you know, if you had an injury from 6 months ago, you probably had two more bottles sitting at home. So
right.
I may come to you and get, and there was an abuse with it, you know, and that's why now they give shorter quantities of these meds because you don't need them for that long.
But right. don't you also, don't they, I think they have to log that goes right to the NFL every time you give like a pain med now.
So I believe it.
It was, I believe the NFL cracked down on that where they had DEA agents when teams were landing back in their cities after being away.
Oh, too.
And they were like, okay, like.
You should only like have.
At the airport.
Really? Show,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was, I mean, it's probably our, it's not about pro sports or it's not about NFL or baseball. This is about just everyone trying to crack down and how do we do better because the meds were given away so much.
Right.
So in an easy way. So it's just one of those things of. You're trying to do better for the individual. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's like last week we talked about the new kickoff rule. John hates it.
Oh, I hate that. Have you seen it?
Okay, so break it down, though. Oh. So you can't.
Yeah, you have to say that you're a losing team. I actually looked at some of this stuff. If you want to do an onside kick, I believe you have to be the losing team in the last minute or two, and you have to say, we are going to do this.
You have to let the other team know you're going to do an onside kick.
It defeats the purpose.
Exactly.
It also shortens up. So
that's like Major League Baseball. I'm going to bunt. Just so you know, I'm going to bunt.
But it's like, I looked at this, John, because I didn't fully understand it. And I YouTubed it.
It's bizarre. Yeah.
I was trying to understand, the rules of someone explaining it. And what it was I think what they're trying to take out is putting teams closer together, but saying we're not going to come and quick in a quick 5 yard area hits you like, below the knees or something happens real quick. But then there's this landing area that's further behind. You can't fair catch any longer, is my understanding. You have to return it. So I think what they're trying to say is in that short period, in that short area, we don't want the surprise hits.
Sure.
But if the ball gets over you, we want you to return it and now you'll have the collisions. So you'll still have the collisions. It's just a matter of where.
Do you think it's going to come down to high school?
I'm not going to say in the next year or two, but I wouldn't doubt down the line.
Eventually.
I think they're looking at numbers.
Well, Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, and Nikki Z in the house with us today. Back right after this. Here we stand.
Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Wow.
Coincidentally.
Is it? When Mark used to come in, he was just so nice and polite, professional. And I'm not even going to say what he just said to me when
He's just dropping facts.
Yeah.
Knowledge.
So anyway, we had the segment from WKRP in Cincinnati.
Well, we had, I was working on that because we got a text in that Chichi Rodriguez apparently.
Rodriguez, yeah.
There's a great bit from WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yep.
Les Nessman, the news guy,
yep.
who was always just,
yep.
just off to yep. the side a little bit.
Yep.
There's a great Chichi Rodriguez, whatever he's
yeah.
in here.
Yeah. yeah.
Turning to sports. Winner of this week's Gulf Coast Golf Classic was Chai Chai Rodriguez. Chai Chai finished with a 9 under par score.
Chichi Rodriguez.
Hopefully, Mr. Rodriguez will play octopus.
And now that I hear that, I can't say
it. No, I got, okay, this Rodriguez. Is another, this is a low moment in my career. Another one of them, okay?
Oh, okay.
And now,
in a
another
low of...
moment in Mino's career. Boom, 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 boom. Joe Garagiola, Tucson Open Golf Tournament.
Yeah.
1983. Chi-Chi was one of the guys in the thing. And I go to interview him. I go, okay, I'm here with Chai Chai Rodriguez, correct? Didn't crack a smile. Didn't do anything. Just stared at me.
Maybe Les Nessman was actually playing the part of you.
Maybe. But I did it on press a joke, thinking he did not think, because he probably had that a lot.
Is Chi-Chi
did not even crack a smile.
Well, yeah. He probably didn't appreciate it.
He did not appreciate it at all.
One of my favorite, besides that and the falling turkeys at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those are my two
As
favorite.
God is my witness.
Yep.
I thought Chi-Chi, turkeys could fly.
Is Chi-Chi the one from the salsa commercial? Get the rope. Saying it, New York City. Remember, Pace?
Just
the
be
salsa?
Really quiet. Nobody will know this is going on.
Give me that
on Women's Day, Todd. Women's Day.
Give me that accent again, though. That was pretty good. Give me that.
Well, what?
Whatever you just said.
New York City.
New York City.
There you go.
Get the rope.
You don't remember that?
No.
Good Lord.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, please do.
Thank you.
Wow.
On the interweb. Thank you.
Mark Hughes and Bell and Sports Medicine. We're talking during the break. You've got, tell about this thing that the Brewers even came up to see what you guys have for throwing. I didn't know you guys, I mean, I know you guys are
high-tech.
Well,
there's just a ton of technology over at your facility.
It's probably something, in fact, you guys talked about it earlier, of where your guys' stadium went probably 20 years ago to Nikki and I know their former athletic trainer was here, and now that you guys have flipped it, what you guys have done for just technology and what's in your own stadium is huge. Right. Same thing goes in our clinics. You know, a physical therapy clinic used to have rooms and some open tables, and you'd work range
like
of motion.
Like a physio ball.
Yeah, you know, balancing, and you didn't. Nowadays, you got to, you know, so we have, it's called semi-technology, but yes. it's cameras. It doesn't matter who you buy them from. You could technically use the same technology off your phone. We have cameras on our phones that you can break down frame by frame. You know, if you can do apps, you can buy these things. But what you're trying to do is you're trying to videotape and now go back and look at someone's throwing motion or running motion and say, why is this person? So you kind of go back of, I guarantee you what they did with Christian Watson, both here as well as down in Madison, they do it with athletes all over the world, is they want to find out what's happening, taking their normal motion, legs or arms or whatever, and then breaking it down and saying, what's not right here? Mm-hmm. You know, is it motion that's holding them back? Is it strength that's holding them back? Do you maybe have a cartilage tear somewhere that, you know, hey, they're going through the movement, but they have pain. Yep. So it's using technology.
Do people hurt themselves lots of the time? I mean, obviously football is contact sport and guys get hurt or whatever, but is it at times because of their own technique that they damage their own body?
Or overcompensating. Yeah. Yes. Like maybe there's something that's going on and the rest of your body overcompensates because of that.
Yeah. I mean, I think it happens every day. That was your kind of question to me the other day was, I think you can sometimes either compensate or you sometimes do a movement that you're not used to and you put too much strength into it. Sure. You have people that will say, I sneezed and I hurt my back.
That's the truth.
You know, I mean, I still go back of, I remember my wife was gone on a business trip once and I drove to Algoma. I had no problem. I had an early morning meeting. I literally slept wrong. And all of a sudden I got back in the car and I couldn't look to the left. Mm. And it was just one of those things of, I did something with my spine. I came back and I saw one of our therapists and said, I need help. You know what I mean? And so I didn't sneeze wrong. I didn't, you know, I probably slept wrong is probably what it was. You can bend over and pick up a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. It's not that much weight. Yeah. So it's not about squatting. It's not a matter about this heavy weights. You just do a certain movement and all of a sudden your body just, you know, it catches itself.
I blew out a disc lifting my 6-month-old son out of a car seat. On Christmas Day.
But sure. think about it.
Because he was like on the other end. I was bent way over, reaching over and lifting him up that way.
Yep.
And boom.
Yeah. And that's all it takes sometimes. You might have done some other movements beforehand that, you know, as we age, you know, we've talked about this. As we all do get older and body parts do wear out. But mechanically, it just something catches or something locks up or something blows out. And you're just like, what just happened?
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't planning on doing anything that much. And you're just laying on a couch or laying on the bed or laying on the floor going, I can't move.
I know a very, very, very prominent name in sports medicine who blew a disc on vacation, picking up a piece of luggage, like out of the cab.
Sure.
Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think you sometimes hear this kind of stuff of, ball players, sometimes on their off days and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, I've opened the jar.
Yeah.
How many times, but I was grabbing a jar of something and just the twist in motion, elbow or my shoulder. Maybe you had something pre-existing and stuff, but it can happen. So then it's a matter of what do you do, you know? And the technology that we have, I think it's awesome. You've got, you know, cameras that can really break things down. You can show it. I was just sharing with these guys, you know, we had a neighbor that came in, young kid, you know, 10, 11. it's not a, you have to be a pro to see some of this stuff. But it can, you can go back, and sometimes insurance covers it, sometimes it doesn't. But I tell people, if you really want to get better, especially with athletes, I'd fork out the $100-$200. You can come back and say, what's an assessment that you can do? You know, I mean, it's, and sometimes you can have the technology. Just like I said, we have these phones that are great. You can break them down, but now can you decipher and say, okay, this is where my shoulder should be going or not going, or, you know, this is how much, you know, we've seen it with the Olympics and track right now. Hey, they're overstriding or they're understriding, or in fact, I think I saw it was one of the hurdle events last night, and they were talking about the guy was winning by so much, but now he's got to hit his steps to get to the next hurdle. So it's not about blowing the competition out, and you can't just let off because you now go, you know, think about it. If you back off your stride 6 inches and now times it by 13 between each hurdle, that could affect going over the next hurdle.
Absolutely.
When you talk about injuries, though, and Nikki, and knock on wood, it doesn't happen with it has happened in the Brewers organization. Mm-hmm. Some of these young guys, these pitchers, get off to a great start, whatever, and then all of a sudden it's an inflamed elbow or the dreaded Tommy John or the whatever. It's like, man, it seems like no matter how hard these guys, no matter how hard they work, no matter what they're doing, there are certain parts of the body that with what you're doing, it's almost like that's just the way we're made, isn't it, though?
Yeah, and I think what some of it, though, comes down, like, let's say Tommy John, I think that's the hot topic right now, is it's a matter of, this isn't about what, you know, the Timberwolves at that level are doing. It is, but it's not. It goes back to, what are you doing when you're 10?
Not.
12.
Oh, right.
Wow. 14.
Youth sports, there's things in place to hopefully limit and prevent those things.
Correct.
Pitch counts.
Yep.
Not encouraging, you know, the use of certain pitches because of motion, because they haven't developed that yet. There's progression that needs to take place.
Yeah, we were talking I was talking with my neighbor boys about sports specialization. You don't need to be specialized in a sport when you're a freshman. You don't even really need to do it. Like, I get it. If you're one of the top best ball players and you're a senior, and why you're going to just play basketball or football or baseball, I get it. But when you're maybe a freshman or sophomore, play 2-3 sports.
Absolutely.
Guess what? When you find some time, you have to look at a schedule and say, I'm going to take off a month, or I'm going to take off 2 weeks and do nothing.
Yeah.
And that's hard. Taking 2 days off will drive some people nuts. But that's what you need to do to give your body a rest. And it's a matter of doing something you don't ever do. Maybe it's going to the beach. I tell a lot of girls after, like, volleyball, parents probably don't like this, but go shopping. Go with your girlfriends to the mall. You know, you don't need to be in the gym 365 days a year.
But I told you, Kevin Borseth is a firm believer that you need to play more than one sport. I mean, you can concentrate on basketball, but play soccer, because you use other muscles.
That's exactly what
that
it is.
Strengthen all these other muscles.
But also, what I just heard him say was stay out of the gym. And I personally am nailing that.
Taking that to heart?
Right. I'm probably at like 20,000 consecutive days in a row. I'm Olympic athlete here.
Okay, so you mentioned I'm on another diet. You know what? It's all protein.
You mentioned it to us that he is on
another diet.
No, listen. Oh, we got this one. I once pulled my back carrying linens. Huh? Jim Schmidt.
That was a listener being funny because, Jim likes his
Jim
linens.
Jim talks about carrying linens.
Linens.
He fell. Something happened to him carrying linens.
He was putting.
I just jacked up my back because I sat all wonky. That can happen. Hip.
So my buddy Knob, who follows our show religiously, has written down some of the things that have been said on this show over the last 30 days.
All right.
Should I read some of them?
Yes.
So these are Mino-isms or?
Mino or the Mayor-isms,
First one is, I'm going to lose 40 pounds by Christmas. It'll be a whole new me.
I think that was you.
When's the last time you saw a fat Viet Cong? That's what I was saying about how can rice be bad for you. I'm a big fan of polyester. It just made me feel good. It made me glisten.
That is definitely you.
That was good. I glisten with a healthy sheen when I walk.
Yep. That's him.
You are going to be shocked at what I will look like in a couple of months. Shocked, I say it.
Emphatically.
I think we should start our own outdoor theater. I would have loved to have mounted a badger when I was a taxidermist.
That's right. That was a whole thing.
We are going to bite Toshano, I swear to God. Jim, you were actually good today. This is the new me. I'm going to lose 30 pounds.
Because it was 4 minutes after the original statement.
I always wanted to work on a cruise ship. I could have been the bingo guy.
Yes, you'd make an excellent cruise director.
I have never completed a crossword puzzle in my life. I can spit better than anyone. I could go all over that window from right here. I don't know where this one came from.
Okay, again.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly. John, let's talk about your cucumber.
Oh, we got to have her back
she
on.
She made it so weird.
At my funeral, I don't want a public showing because I'm afraid they won't get my hair right. That is true.
Was that John?
These are all John.
These are all John.
Yeah.
Is this all the
lead
up?
Well, there's one more, but I just want to make sure it's in context. Okay, so we were talking about...
We skipped every other one. Well, or maybe it was every third one.
One is why... It's like, why would people have a snake as a pet? You know what I mean? Because Jim talks about it. When he has a tough day, he goes home and he has his dog. And I go, why would you have a snake for a pet? It's like, oh, I had a hard day. I'm going to go home and play with my snake.
Never happy to see you.
No.
Like, trying to give you that hug right around this.
Yeah. So anyway.
Keep going,
Nikki. So is that the lead
keep going,
your latest diet?
What about it? Oh, my latest diet! Yeah! All protein. Okay.
1 minute.
The only thing I'm eating right now, I'm drinking those protein shakes,
okay.
from Costco, and I'm eating tuna and hard-boiled eggs.
Well, you must smell delightful.
I was going to say,
well, you're the ones in the studio with them, not me.
Wow.
Yeah. It's working.
Is it?
Well, not yet.
check back in 2 months.
But I can tell it's going to be. But it's like you mentioned when I was on the other station, I used to talk about that diet.
Yeah.
I went on a diet. This is a true story. Because I read about this professor in Kansas that all he ate was Twinkies for a couple of months and lost 40 pounds.
Yep.
So I went on a little candy. It was after Halloween. So I saved a bunch of my son's little candy bars. And I had vodka and little candy bars.
Only.
Most successful diet I've ever been on.
How much did you lose?
No, I gained 4 pounds. Still but the most successful diet I've ever been on. And I was happy. We're going to set a quick break. Back up.
And eventually, when everyone comes back to the studio, it'll be the Mino and Mayor Show this morning featuring Nikki Z. Now, once again, the
As
man
Mark
who's...
As Mark Houston tears into the beautiful Long Johns and tells me what kind of diet I should be on.
He's Thanks, exactly
Mark.
Right.
Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Man, it's fun with those guys on Friday nights doing high school football. And what they've... What, when you Dennis sure. from the Glam Band of the House... When you played high school football,
yeah, hey,
at Wild Rose,
sure.
Did you have like a sports medicine trainer
on
the sidelines?
God, no, your coach barely would even.
We didn't even get water. Are you kidding me?
We didn't either.
Nope. They had salt pills back then.
Oh,
salt.
Hey, Mark,
pills.
Are you still here? Is Mark still here? He walked out. You're right. They say that's one of the worst things that's ever been done for athletes.
Can confirm.
Salt
the
pills.
Salt pills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
It dehydrates you more.
It dehydrates you.
Yeah, you
right.
bet. Yeah.
Right.
And they used to have them. I went to a football camp at Northern Michigan one time, and they had a dispenser on the wall.
Sure.
And you just push the little thing, and you could take a handful. So we thought, oh,
Come
man,
on.
We're big. Oh, yeah.
They did it. Major League Baseball did that back then, too.
Come on.
For real.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Why?
You lost too much salt. You need to replenish your salt.
Yes.
Madness.
Yes.
Yes. Wrong answer.
But you know what? We survived.
Barely.
Of course, maybe that's why I've got high blood pressure now. You know what I mean?
I've been married before.
Big Wayne says, I give my bees a hug when I get home.
Okay. Very affectionate.
All right.
Wow.
I got to say something. You are on the... I still can't believe the miles you guys put... I still... You went from Merrill, Wisconsin.
See.
Kind of middle of no place.
See.
To Escanaba, Michigan.
See.
Middle of no place.
See.
Then to Milwaukee.
See.
And then back to Appleton. Where do you live? Brilliant?
I live at home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How many miles did you guys put on just in that one trip?
860, I believe the number was.
860 miles.
Right.
In a couple of days.
In 3 days, as they say up north.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
How was Escanaba?
Oh, it was lovely.
People were crazy about you guys.
It's still 1975.
I know.
Wood panel, lot of wood paneling.
I love it.
Yeah. I love Escanaba.
It's kind of like
in the moonlight.
In Back to the Future, when the downtown in Back to the Future.
I mean, the buildings, the old buildings. It is so much like that.
Yeah.
I love the people of Escanaba. They're the most genuine folk you'll ever find
anywhere.
Just
in all of the UP, really.
Man.
He is so big up there. We went to the casino last winter.
Still 5'10", John.
I'm like, all the
a good hair day.
The slot machines like had his picture on them.
No.
I swear to God. Yeah. It was unbelievable. Yeah.
Have a slot machine with your face?
Yes.
They take good care of us up there. Yeah. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
When I was up there like a month before, every guy listened to the station, the Moose.
They call me a slot up there.
And it was unbelievable. It's like,
hey-o.
The world famous glam band will rock downtown Escanaba.
Allegedly we did. I don't know. I was just working. But it was a blast. We had a blast. They take really good care of us. I mean, they put up these fences so we could walk around the folks. It's like, why do all of that? You know?
You want to be
They put
in
snow
the
fences like, two rows of that. Why? Just let us walk to the stage, man. You know, it's just no big deal. But they made this big deal out of it. It's like, what is this?
But it was big for you. When you guys play up there, that's a big event for them.
It's a big event for us, too.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, it really is.
Yeah. Radio Results Network people.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's cool. Have you guys ever met before?
Absolutely.
We have.
Okay.
We've told lies and everything.
Are you serious? Where did you guys meet?
Yeah, probably, 2 months ago at the radio station?
It was,
at the other radio station?
At the other radio station.
At the other one, don't
you?
The
other one there. Who betcha? Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's very cool. You know, he was a big-time athlete.
Wild Rose.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
But you were an athlete. I mean, you really were.
Sure.
Yeah.
You bet. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
What'd you play? What'd you do?
I played left out.
Uh-huh.
That's
a bench warmer.
My coach. I was, in Wild Rose, you have to play everywhere.
Well, he did a thing, though, on stage at one concert I was at, and we got down to the stance. And it's like, ooh, he's played. Because it was a perfect stance.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, anybody can do,
like
I'm a football
fielding
player.
Ground balls.
And it was like, I got to ask him about it. He's played.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a three-point stance. Don't you know?
And you had the hand back to get better leverage.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
The whole thing.
Yeah. You can't expose the knuckles. You know, it tells you if you're in pass block or run block.
Oh.
You got to watch.
What about the Larry McCarron knuckle?
Well, he's
adjacent.
He can't pick his nose with that.
That could be anything.
You could probably pick your nose with it.
You know what? I remember Steve McMichael telling me he used to be able to tell if the Packers were going to pass. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
If when he played for the Packers that one year, he said, I gotta tell you, he told us to Larry, I used to be able to tell when it was going to be a pass or run.
Sure.
One foot would be a little bit further back if it was a pass. So you get back into pass blocking real quick.
Yeah.
So
sure. Oh, for sure.
It's mind blowing.
You can also tell
things.
By put their hand down in the grass too.
Yeah.
You know, if it's forward, it's going to be a run. If they're locked and back, it's usually a pass block. Yeah. You see little things like that.
Isn't that
keys.
Crazy? How
yeah.
It breaks
sitting
down
in the dugout, there's a lot of chatter in dugouts.
I was going to say that because there's pitchers tip off things sometimes, right?
Yep.
Just how they hold their glove for sure.
Yep. Or down to how many patter steps or how he comes set. Oh,
really?
Absolutely. Yeah. The nuance. And then I understand that you have maybe a designated person watching that stuff. But there's so much other stuff going on at any given time. How do you pick up on that and are able to, there it is.
In real time. Sometimes it's hard to see.
It's fascinating.
It's in a matter of a blink, you could give away the pitch.
Yeah.
I would love to see a scouting report, an official scouting report, how much that gets broken down into.
Right. I mean, I can barely pick up the bunt sign. Where's the indicator?
Do they have a person to look for things like that, though?
Usually it's the eye that's the indicator. The belt is the bunt.
Well,
usually.
It depends.
Usually.
Right.
I will
don't
just
wear
say
depends,
this.
But thanks for asking.
Nikki, you may be the only female that's ever used the phrase pick up a bunt on the air with us. Right?
I agree.
Here we
totally.
Go. Right.
Yeah. We got to write
ding,
that
ding.
One down.
You want to know? You want to know the one coach giving signs that nobody could quite decipher?
John Mino at first base.
When I coached first base for a couple innings for the Timber Rattlers one time. I was given so many signs. You can't believe it. Even the ump said.
How many times did you look down on first base for your signals?
Never, ever. Said anyone.
Exactly even the ump said to him, he goes, hey, you ever do this before?
What kind of signs? Yeah, all the time.
He goes, yeah. I've never seen a first base coach give so many signs.
Mine was out there doing the YMCA. You know?
I was like, what, Naked Gun? Remember behind the plate?
Oh, yeah.
Moondance.
Get down in the split skis.
All umpires should be required to have that much enthusiasm.
Yes.
And be able to do the split skis like that.
Absolutely. The you ever go to Timber Rattler games?
I have, sure. Yeah. You bet. Love it, love it,
It's a great stadium.
Who was the best baseball player you're talking about? Was it Scooter Gennett? Were you talking about earlier?
See?
Which one?
The infielder that made it to the Brewers.
That's what I said.
No. That wasn't him, though. He was this guy's
Orlando
Puerto
Arcia? Arcia.
Yes!
Okay.
Yes! Yes!
Playing
that's
for
who
your,
I was.
Your Atlanta Braves.
Is that where he is now?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Not Orlando Braves, Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Yeah, I was going to say Orlando Braves. Excuse me. Orlando Arcia. Yeah.
Well, you probably had a long time.
Atlanta Braves. I like to correct people, but.
We got Nikki C and Dennis and the Glam Band in the house. We got live music coming up. If you stuck around this long, stay with us.